I think looking back, it's amazing to see the formidable progress that the Declaration has allowed and enabled. It's a non-binding document, but its principles, its articles are so relevant that you've seen a great deal of progress, whether it comes from human rights, whether it comes from people claiming their rights, when it comes to so many things. Now, it's often the case that when you are in a particular moment, you rather look at what's yet to be done rather than what's to be achieved. And in 2018, as we mark the 70th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights, we really need to balance that. Clearly, there are things and there are situations that are still unacceptable. And to some extent, there are rights and situations that we thought were sorted, but now, you know, we see some backwards movement on that. And this is why, to some extent, it's also very important to celebrate and mark this anniversary. This anniversary will also be an occasion to look at ongoing challenges, but also new challenges, including the ones that are linked with the technology sector. In the 21st century, at the time of digital age, you realize that freedom of expression takes a very specific spin when it comes to a situation when we have social media platforms, etc. What does human rights mean when you have artificial intelligence and robots playing the human? We do not have, and I don't think that the Universal Declaration has all the answers, but certainly what we're seeing is that thanks to the extraordinary vision of the drafters, this text provides a very useful reference to actually address some of these emerging issues.
How is freedom of expression affected in the internet age?
Well, I think on social media platforms, and you basically are entitled to comment, say whatever you want within the rules of any social media platform. And I think these rules are actually not necessarily set according to a human rights framework, but maybe according to a national law. And what we're trying to say is that there probably needs to be a bit more regulation and reference to the human rights framework, which provides a very helpful roadmap and guidance on what should be allowed and where some red lines are crossed, notably when it comes to incitement of hatred.
Is that the major problem that you would see, incitement to hatred?
I think when it comes to internet and more broadly, the technology sector, there are so many things that require our attention. We're only at the beginning of that. I mentioned the notion of artificial intelligence, freedom of expression, right to privacy, of course, as well. I think what we need as the human rights community is to fully engage with the tech sector and see how we can propose our framework as a way to for their activities to be regulated. As far as we're concerned, the UN Human Rights Office, we have started this engagement. We have identified this issue as a very important one to work on. But we know that this kind of discussions require a multi-stakeholder engagement and a full engagement, of course, of the tech industry, which needs to be in the drive, maybe not in the driving seat, but which needs to be fully involved in the various regulations that it will agree to.
What are the major challenges that remain today with regards to human rights?
Well, there are so many. I mean, when you look at discrimination, when you look at migration, when you look at gender equality, well, inequality as well, I think these are, I don't know if they are new challenges, but I think they are definitely still challenges where there are, you know, areas that we can progress here and there. I think even on, you know, sometimes you have the impression that you're actually close to a tick and you have a backward movement, for instance, on the notion of capital punishment. And that tells us that when it comes to human rights, it's important to stand up every day for their defense and promotion, and that it can never be taken for granted.